I saw this last night and I just thought, wow, this is massive. This is massive in the world of Yu-Gi-Oh! The Yu-Gi-Oh! Card tournaments that are happening internationally.
What? They're still going?
They've had to come out. The authorities of the competition have had to come out and say they are now penalizing players for being too smelly, like physically having body odor at the tournaments.
You stink.
Well, there goes, I would imagine, 85% of the clientele.
That's pretty much it. That's pretty much like, everyone.
The fact that not to stereotype.
That's why I'm so nervous for the whole Yu-Gi-Oh! Landscape. It's going to change as we know it.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can't expect people to apply, you know, B.O. Basher and spend all that time collecting Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, I'm going to say.
Collecting solving puzzles.
Solving puzzles, collecting.
That's what Yu-Gi was doing.
Yeah. Maybe they need someone to fight for their rights. I only told you yesterday, boys, I've stopped wearing deodorant.
You stink.
I got a natural one that was irritating me, so I threw it in the bin. I'm like, I'm just going to buy another one. They need someone. They need a champion. I volunteer to represent the Yu-Gi-Oh! This is unfair. This is discrimination.
Yeah. You know, you could be the head of this stinkers.
I would love, first, I've got to work out what Yu-Gi-Oh! Is, and then I will get them into that tournament. How dare they?
I know. I'm picturing a lot of like nerdy looking dudes wearing guys and girls, but they're wearing the long white sleeve under a t-shirt with a Yu-Gi-Oh! Print on it.
And glasses. And they're not investing in nappy sand, so they've got that yellow stain thing. You know that happens when you wear a tee or a long sleeve and you haven't soaked it properly.
Yeah. They got cargo pants on.
So many pockets.
Plenty of pockets. Keychains popping out of every hole.
Absolutely.
Anyway, basically in the US it states that all players had to make sure they don't smell. If your clothes are excessively dirty or bad smelling, you can be penalized. You're expected to be clean because neglecting to wash or put on clean clothes can contribute to an unpleasant atmosphere at the event and the tournaments can be long days that are crowded. So basically,
but they're not wrong, I guess.
This just reeks of like the people who have to manage these tournaments and organize every year. Like, oh no, the stinky nerds are coming back.
Yeah, it reeks. It does reek. It reeks of the organizers not particularly being fans of Yu-Gi-Oh. Do you know what I mean? They're not in amongst their people.
It's could
just like, exactly. It's just like, oh no, just because we run the entertainment center does not mean we have to put up with this. We're going to put in some rules.
Some fans and players that they've questioned how they've welcomed it, but they've questioned how it's going to work. Like one guy says, and this is just a classic sentence: if my opponent at X1 smells of like burnt fish, do I call a judge and say he smells bad? How does the judge verify this? Bloody great question.
You know what? You know? Reasonable question. I would ask the Yu-Gi-Oh! Foundation whether they have enough fans to lose.
Oh.
You know, to be able to deny the smelly ones.
Yeah.
Will they have a tournament?
Yeah. Mate, and there's plenty of fans out there because apparently the fans are so passionate that last year they had like 20,000 people sign a petition to make it an Olympic sport.
Clearly, they do have enough fans
an
to lose.
An Olympic sport.
An Olympic sport. Describing it as an exclusion from the games as an absolute injustice.
Well, if it becomes an Olympic sport.
Is it because it was Tokyo and this was a Japanese?
Oh, possibly.
Oh,
but do you reckon
right.
even the Tokyo government's like, no, we can't get all those stinkers to come to the Olympics. Like,
hang on, now they've started bombarding the Brisbane. Palaszczuk's getting all these emails being like, hey, Brisbane's getting the Olympics in a couple of years.
And their mascot's going to be an ibis. This is perfect for Yu-Gi-Oh. You know, if they have the bin chicken as the mascot.
Yes, they'll be like, we can crack into Brisbane. Let's make this a sport. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, Jess, I think you found your people.
I have, yeah. I was going to say if it becomes an Olympic sport, you know, then there'll be Rexona, Dove, Mitchum. They'll all be clambering to sponsor the Yu-Gi-Oh! National team.
Lynx Africa is definitely the
go-to
deo that
they're using. Impulse body spray. We just spray it on top.
Yeah.
There's no skin-to-skin contact.
Now you're their champion, obviously, yes. Ducko. She'll be looking for the card with who on it?
Yu-Gi.